to the Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions and get your snacks and your drinks. For your entertainment, this is the Clean Slate Podcast.
Welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm your host, Carson G. Phillips, 97@gmail.com. Here with dgarza4 @gmail.com. And today we're going to be talking about the latest iteration of Haunted Mansion, as well as Haunted Mansion Muppets.
Muppets. We just got to tell you that...
Don't tell them.
I'm telling them. Because you tell them every time I mess up. So Carson didn't press record when we recorded two episodes. So now we're re-recording. Yeah. So if the pep isn't there, it's because it's just pure anger on my side.
Well, it's literally like a week later, too.
I know.
Well, we don't record this. We don't record this ahead of time. I'm lying.
Yeah, no, this is live.
Well, quick announcement for all you SoCal people. We have a slight hiccup in the t-shirt delivery for the SoCal shirts. I'm working on it. I'm gonna get it figured out. I'm gonna go down to that postal service and tell them what's up.
Yep.
And yeah, we should be okay. One way or another, you guys will get those shirts, but there will be a slight delay. Okay, let's continue with Haunted Mansion.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so here is the log line. A single mom named Gabby hires a tour guide, a psychic, a priest, and a historian to help exorcise her newly bought mansion after discovering it is inhabited by ghosts.
You know what character from this movie you are?
Who?
You're Danny DeVito.
You know what? You're such a punk. You are Rosario Dawson, so.
That's fine. At least I'm a woman. yeah, guys, so this movie, unfortunately, or fortunately, I mean, depending who you ask, Disney's had a lot of failures lately. This had around $157 million budget. Yep. It only made $144 million.
Oof.
I have a hunch they'll probably, like, regain that back in streaming, but that's still going to be a long
process. No way they're going to be able to get triple that. I mean, because that's what considered, like, that's what a movie is considered successful is when it's tripled. So they have barely broken even.
We should just jump into our likes and dislikes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. We're just going right into it. Yeah, guys. So this is the newest version of Haunted Mansion. It's nothing to write home about. At least on my end, there's a couple of things that I don't like. One is Tiffany Haddish. I think she's literally the most annoying character, or actor to grace Hollywood. She's horrible. But for the most part, I would say the takeaways from this movie is it's kind of funny. It's got a little quirkiness to it that's, like, not horrible that I didn't mind.
Yeah.
And they do have a good storyline, but for me, the biggest issue with it was that it was – and we said this in the other one. It was about 2 hours too long. It, like, just did not
– yeah.
It did not need to be that long. It focused on areas where I was like, come on, can we get out of this real quick? And then it didn't focus enough on places where I wanted them to. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Disney right now. They haven't made something that's been great in a long time, probably since Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty much in agreement with the length. I think it is probably an hour and a half too long.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy it overall. Like, I think it's a fun Halloween movie, especially for the kids. It could be a good gateway horror film because it's not terribly scary by any means.
Yeah.
No trigger warnings. Actually, there is a trigger warning for this one.
What is it?
There's themes of suicide.
Yeah, true.
Very much kids appropriate.
Yeah.
My biggest wish for this movie, other than the length, is I wish it was either funnier or scarier because it tries to balance the two.
Yeah.
Which might just be, like, you know, the Disneyfication of this, I guess. But yeah, I just wish it could have leaned one way a little bit more, one way or the other. But overall, I enjoyed it. Like, the cast is good. Like, Keith's fun in this movie. Owen Wilson's character is kind of a fun one. Jared Leto does a decent job as the Hatbox Ghost, I think, too. Not that it really matters who plays the Hatbox Ghost. So there's one big what if of this movie that I wish, like, an alternate reality would have happened. And that's Guillermo del Toro was originally attached to write and produce, and he did some artwork for this. This was in, like, 2013.
Yeah.
And then it never happened. It was in development hell up until this most recent version. So, yeah, kind of a bummer. It would have been interesting to see what Guillermo did with this film.
Yeah.
But we do have a film we're going to review of his towards the end of our 31 Nights of Halloween. So
oh, nice.
Look forward to that, all you Guillermo fans out there.
All you Guillermo fans. Oh, there we go. I fixed it.
But yeah, let's want to talk about the Muppets Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, so the better version.
It's honestly better than the Eddie Murphy one, too, I think.
Really? I haven't seen the Eddie Murphy one in forever, so I couldn't say. Okay, so for this one, on Halloween night, Gonzo is challenged to spend one night in the Haunted Mansion.
Ooh.
Okay, so this one,
yeah, so
for
this
me.
Is like,
okay, yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead. I'm feeling you.
Okay. So this one for me was a little bit funnier. It's also just the Muppets. You really can't go wrong with the Muppets. You know, they bring in their inside jokes as Muppets. And and then they bring in a lot of the jokes, too, like from the ride, which is what I loved about this. Like, they just had so many kind of nods to the ride at Disneyland. And I don't know. I just thought the whole thing as, like, together was really funny. And the one complaint that I did have with this one was that Kermit just sounds so stupid to me. Like,
the voice acting wasn't.
Yeah, the voice acting of Kermit was horrible. I was just, like, the moment he came on, he was, like, wearing a mask or whatever. And so, like, I can tell why they changed his voice for that. But later on in the film, they, like, talked to him, and I was like, dude, this Kermit sounds horrible. So
I think it's a different voice actor than the other Kermits we've had.
Yeah, for sure.
On the podcast, at least from recent ones. So that's one of those things where you have to get used to the new voice, I guess, eventually.
Yeah.
It is weird. Now, this one's pretty great, though. I love all the characters in this. I think Gonzo is a good character for this story.
Yeah.
The one thing I found weird was, why is he with the shrimp instead of Rizzo the rat? Yeah. I love Rizzo the rat. I said this when we first recorded this too.
Yeah, Rizzo would have been fun.
Rizzo's like his buddy. Anyways, that's a whole nother story. This one's light on the scares for the most part. Mm-hmm. Kids will probably enjoy it. The Muppet humor could be hit or miss for some people, I think.
Yeah.
I will say, when he goes in and he has to face his, like, deepest fear, and it ends up just being himself alone and old.
Yeah.
It's pretty real.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it kind of hits,
like,
a little
visually
bit.
Creepy. Yeah, there's, like, some deep existential dread in this, but
yeah.
Overall, it's a fun little Muppety adventure. I wish they would do more of these, like, maybe, like, a special every year of whatever holiday or something.
Mm-hmm.
Would be kind of fun. We don't get much Muppet content anymore.
That's true. Yeah, we don't. Okay, so overall, I think I would give Haunted Mansion, the newest one, I would probably give that about maybe a 5 out of 10. It was funny, but it wasn't amazing. And then the Muppets, I would probably give about
a
7
out
of 10.
3 out of 5.
Okay, yeah.
And then I would give the newest, the Haunted Mansion Muppet one, I'd probably give that like a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, cool.
Maybe 3.5.
Well, guys, that'll do it for today. I don't even know what day we're on right now.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
That is today's episode of the 31 Days of Halloween. So, guys, tomorrow we have another great film for you guys. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's actually one that Carson and I, it took us by surprise. And it's on Netflix. By the way, Netflix is being
it's a classic.
A dank right now. So, but, yeah, I know. They stopped doing their sharing thing again. So,
that
but
still
this
works for me.
This one is Creep. It's going to be an amazing movie. It took the world by storm in the horror realm. And, yeah, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. So we will see you guys next time. Again, thank you for all your support, and happy Halloween.
Yep. That's a clean slate.